baby's name is Moses. He will grow up to take down the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai. Paramount Pictures is proud to announce the return of the greatest motion picture of all time, The Ten Commandments. What love it unveils, what drama it unfolds, what a story it tells, what majesty it encompasses. One of the greatest adventure stories ever hurled from any book. Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments in Technicolor. The original film has millions thrilled to it, all roaring to the single most spectacular scene ever filmed, the parting of the Red Sea. Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments.
Notes on stolen goods. I have therapy next week and mentioned a while ago in a previous post about something stolen. I've apologized to that person and plan on discussing it next week in therapy. Mostly, though, I think I made the last post in frustration for all the things that I have seen go missing from me and for all those around me that I have known to be unfortunate, those whom are succumbed to stealing. P.S. There was also a drunken snafu one night that still confuses me, and I'm left with a trinket I'm unsure of whether I paid full price for. Was it a 2-for-1? Was it a drunken pocket slide? Whatever it is, bad vibes all over it. It has been set aside. As I previously mentioned, I no longer go out. I'm not the same person I was before. I'm growing. I'm healing. Every day. What more can I do, right? All I want to see is progress. A little each day for myself and for my son, for our family. And I can tell you one thing. I don't want to turn around and see something missing or misplaced day after day after day. It was like that for a bit. And I doubt it was due to me pocketing a few, years before the years now. Meanwhile, meaning the stolen goods and the apology people, not the drunken trinket. Please note that it was literally, folks, literally my hand was on the item and I wasn't willing it through the atmosphere, if you please. So until therapy next week, have a good one.